B-Pod Studios.
The radio and online home of Boston sports.
You don't play quite as hard.
You're the Boston Celtics right now.
Too many guys like that
hurt your team.
That's why the talent is down.
98.5 The Sports Hub. 98.5thesportshub.com.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
Boston Talk Sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
You have dick tendencies.
All right, 98.5, The Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. Adam Jones is it for Fred. Our listeners never disappoint. Long story short, I was having a conversation with my wife about people, the snow on top of the car, and she goes, does that automatically make you think the person's done when they don't get the snow off before they go driving? I say, no, it just, to me, it makes me think they're a dick. And I said, but there are a couple things that when I go immediately, I know this person is not very intelligent. Number one was if you wear pajamas pants in public, which happens it's like a gratuitous amount.
Right.
Once you start looking for it, it's there everywhere.
Again, not sweatpants.
Yeah. And the other one, as I said, if they have a overly decorated cell phone case, and someone said sparkly phone cases and pajama bottoms in public just perfectly describe Seabrook, New Hampshire. So those are the two things.
That in the beach area. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
New Hampshire.
Okay. I'm trying to make a definitive list of things that you immediately, like signals that someone sends out, with like things that they do or things that they say that immediately you know this person's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lucas on line five. Lucas, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
So a good one is, it takes a little bit to pick up on it, but someone wearing a wristwatch and then they pull their phone out to check what time it is.
I've never really noticed that before.
See, I've done that, but it's just a force of habit. I got like a watch as a gift for Christmas, and I wear it sometimes, and I still, out of force of habit, still check the phone.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. Right.
That guy's calling you dumb.
By the way, well, I can live with him calling me dumb, believe it or not.
Immediately someone texts me a picture of somebody with a graduation tassel hanging from the rearview mirror.
Oh, <God. laughs> So that's a good one.
That's a great one. The minute I see someone with a graduation tassel around the rearview mirror, I'm like, what are you doing? Like who you bragging to? You graduated high school. Sounds good. Let's go to line seven. Austin, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
So anytime you get a bumper sticker or a Hobbs peeing on something, Calvin Hobbs.
That's what you really know the person's a dumbass?
Yeah.
Can we just go to bumper sticker? Redneck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. What's that?
Well, how do we feel about bumper stickers in general?
Bumper stickers? You see, I don't mind bumper stickers.
It's just a specific Hobbs peeing on something.
Well, no. If you roll behind a car that has like eight bumper stickers, not just on the bumper but on the trunk window. As well.
So maybe the amount
windows.
Of maybe the amount of bumper stickers.
Yeah, if you go over two, you're really pushing it.
All right, let's go to. By the way, somebody says, I see your pajama pants and I raise you high socks and slippers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
During the summer, you get sandals, too, with socks.
Oh, without a doubt.
With the pajama bottoms.
Probably just means gross toes.
Oh, could be.
Socks,
yeah.
Socks with the sandals probably just means gross toes.
All right, let's go to line one. John, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, so my cousin is a huge fan of the clown rap rock group ICP, and she's always trying to get me to go to her concerts, and it's just awful.
Yeah, Juggalo Tattoos. Somebody said Juggalo Tattoos, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt.
Juggalo Tattoos.
Yeah, Juggalo Tattoos.
Like, is that what he was saying?
If you got the Hatchet
not
Man.
Not like the face paint.
No. Like the Hatchet Man tattoo.
Got
it's like, all right, well, this guy wasn't loved. This is somebody who's neglected a little bit. Just tried to fit in somewhere. Let's go to David. Wears pajamas in public. David on line six. What's up, David? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm hoping you can give me a break. I actually have three kids, and I do three different school drop-offs in the mornings, and sometimes I wear my pajama pants. I don't know what way to feel about this. You've kind of ruined my day. I'm gonna have to stop wearing the pajama pants.
You're officially excused, David. You're in a haze as you're trying to drop your kids off.
Personally, I'm surprised he figured out how to use a phone. So I'm surprised he was able to do that.
Here's a great one. Line two. Let's go to Jake on line two. You nailed it. Go for it.
Hey, guys, I got two quick ones. Number one, people over-accessorize at the gym. I'm talking, you know, when they have matching uniforms, they have wrist wraps,
yep,
headbands.
Muscle milk.
They have no friggin' idea what they're going to do. And number two, is anyone that calls in convincing they're going to try and beat Felger?
I just love the people who wear stuff that's inappropriate for the exercise that they're actually doing at the gym. Like, I've seen dudes wearing the weight belts around that have nothing to do with anything squat-wise.
Got
they're,
it.
Like, they'll be bench pressing with a weight belt on.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, all right, dude.
I thought you were saying the other way, like people who wear, like, jeans to the gym. That's what I thought you were saying.
Oh, I saw a guy skiing with jeans on the other day. Skiing with jeans. It was awesome. Dude, I don't know. I've skied with jeans on, but that's because I was like a kid. Or I'm a kid. I was like 18.
Yeah.
And I went on vacation with my girlfriend's family, and they went to this like ski place, and they said, hey, we'll pay for you to ski. And I'm like, okay. And I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even have any gloves. And I went skiing with jeans on, and because I had no money, I was completely broke. I went to the Lost and Found, and they had one pair of gloves that they gave me, but my wife didn't have gloves, so she had one glove, and I don't. So I went skiing with jeans on and one glove.
How was that?
It was hell.
I'm surprised you ever went again.
Hell.
I'm surprised you ever went again.
No, it was absolutely hell. By the way, someone said $20 says Bird has his Everett High School tassel hanging from his rearview mirror. And then many people clarifying, it's Calvin doing the urinating on things, not Hobbs. He's the tiger.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Let's go to Kevin on line four.
You're an idiot when you can't tell Calvin and Hobbs apart. That's we should add that.
Surefire ways of knowing somebody is dumb, much like wearing pajama pants in public or having an overly accessorized cell phone case. Kevin, what's up, man?
Not too much, guys. So, first off, we didn't shoot any drones out of the sky this hunting season. Nobody was dumb enough to do that again. But the worst thing is when you watch those people drive around like Jeeps. Everyone waves at Jeeps, and then you get like Toyota Camry start doing it. That's when you know you're a tool.
Yeah, people in Jeeps who wave at each other. Dude, I have a Jeep. I've done it. I don't know why I do it, and it's stupid that I do it, but it's like, you got a Jeep too. So
that's a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I don't know if it's douchey or it's just weird, but it's like, I'm driving the same kind of car you are. It's a Jeep.
That was a Curb episode. Larry would wave at the other Prius drivers. I didn't realize that was a real thing.
Oh, yeah. There's a bonding amongst us douchebags. All right, let's go to, this is a great one. People who reach over the sneeze guard at Chipotle to point at what they want. As if the guy behind the counter can't tell when you say tomatoes, you want tomatoes. Oh, the tomato salsa, please. Let's go to, here's one. Dean on line one. What's up, Dean?
Hey, I drive a lot, and I see this a lot. Usually it's a pickup truck with a ball sack hanging from their tailgate.
Yeah.
I'm like always like, what is up with that?
By the way, that is a Billy Lanny suggestion as well. When people have fake testicles hanging from the back of their car, like, why would you do that?
Right.
Like,
what's the point?
Maybe it's like an aphrodisiac for the ladies. It's the way to entice them.
Yeah,
listen,
okay. Yeah.
If this is on the back of my car, just know what you're getting when
some woman's going to chase me down and stop me.
Oh, sure. Without a doubt. Okay. So what's it? Speaking of window stickers, the ones with the family stick figures.
Oh, God. Yeah. Those I hate
tough.
That.
Those are tough.
Jeez. The family stickers.
Then there's maybe a dog and a cat on there.
Yeah.
Let's go to, some people in the station aren't going to like this. Let's go to line six.
Uh-oh.
JP, line six. JP, what's up, man?
Hey, I hate to say it, but I'm one of them 59-year-old guys that are excited that D-Generation X is going into the WWE Hall of Fame, and I call sports shows to talk to Sarge and Big Joe Murray, and I know 10 of my favorite wrestlers before I know 10 hockey players. So, go Triple H, and you know all their names when they change their names. Triple H to Hunter Hearst Helmsley, you know you got a problem, guys.
Well, dude, okay, so I would have usually, JP, I wouldn't care at all who's getting into the WWE Hall of Fame, except when they announced yesterday the list. You know who was on it? Mr. Ass himself.
Saw that.
Huh. Finally, the man with the best walk-in song of all time. Can you watch it on TV? Like, will they show the inductions? Because I want to see him come out and do the shake.
Probably.
So little time, a little tight one, it'll stop me on a dime. You don't understand how many times a day I actually sing that song. All right, let's go to Hans. Hans on line seven. Hans, what's up, man? You're on Touch and Rich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I got another good car one for you, and I see this a lot. especially in the wintertime, people that get in accidents and then tape their car up like it's their TV remote, like they're going to fix it with some duct tape or something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I can understand that. Somebody said, anyone who reverses into parking spots unless it's a sports game or concert, really, how much time is that really saving?
Is that dumb? Or is that,
that's just being like...
That's a little bit of, hey, look at what I can do. Yeah. Hey, check this out. I'll back into this spot as opposed to just parking like a normal person.
Mispronouncing words, like supposedly you can immediately tell they're dumb. All right. I mean, I do that stupid stuff all the time, and I am
now
pretty dumb.
Now we're
talking.
Now we're nitpicking.
All right. Let's go to Dave. Dave on line three. What's up, Dave? You're on Toucher and Rich.
People who wear like plot attire, you know, it's just right there. I saw a guy at the registry wearing a hat that said homegrown, and he was trying to get his license back after his moped was impounded because it was actually a scooter, and he didn't realize he had to have insurance and register it. And he's wearing a homegrown pot hat trying to get back his license and his registration with the people at the DMV.
Oh, well, that sounds like a fun afternoon. Very much so. All right. Well, there you go. So, by the way, there's a lot of angry mothers saying, pretty sure moms are exempt from this pajama BS. Listen, you're working hard, but you start going to the mall in the middle of the day.
Just put on.
And you're wearing pajama pants.
Put on like gym pants.
Unfortunately, the world unfairly judges you.
Put on gym pants instead of your pajama pants.
Sure.
I change out of pajamas into sweatpants just so I can go walk the dog.
Oh, sure. All right. 617.
I spend like 90% of my day in sweatpants, but that's acceptable.
All right. Well, Jeff Howe, he's got the inside track on a whole bunch of Patriot stuff. Gronkowski. A man's been seen going to Gillette over and over again over the last couple of weeks. On top of that, there was a report that came out by Chris Sims that Odell Beckham Jr. was apparently the Patriots were trying to get him.
Well, he said it, so it must be true.
Well,
Chris Sims.
I think that Jones made the best point yesterday in his email, and he said, so Patriots fans, anytime Chris Sims says anything,
yeah,
like immediately write him off as being full of crap, except when this comes out, all right, of a sudden everyone's believing.
They're like, oh, yeah, great. Look at this report.
All right, well, we'll get the latest on all that with Jeff Howe from The Athletic right after this.
98.5. Toucher and...
But here's the big thing that I found out towards the end of the year, really, more than anything, with Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants were going to trade him, and I think they were really looking and listening to all offers. You know what really stopped it? And I think this is what's going to shock people. This is from everything I know of multiple sources. The thing that stopped the trade conversation with Odell Beckham Jr. is because the team that was most aggressive in pursuing him was the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots were trying to get Odell Beckham Jr. all last offseason. That didn't work out, and I think the Giants got cold feet and said, wait, New England wants him? Uh-oh, maybe he's better than we thought. Maybe we should just keep him on our own instead of it being thrown in our face and him going to win a Super Bowl with the Pats. So I still think there's a possibility there. They have weapons on offense, and I think he's been a thorn in Eli's side, and he exposes Eli's lack of talent at this point of his career. And I'm kind of with Jay Glazer. I still think that's a very real possibility.
Well, that is every Patriots fan's favorite media personality, Chris Sims. Does he still think Tom Brady is not a top five quarterback in this league?
Yeah. No, that's what makes him relevant, the fact that he keeps saying that.
Yeah. I mean, he was kind of Max Kellerman before Max Kellerman, right? Like, he kind of owned that before Kellerman even did the off-the-cliff thing. He's been riding that for a long, 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 long time. We've had him on, too, and we've asked him about that. You know, obviously, and, you know, he even kind of gave the wink and a nod to
he knows what he's doing.
But Chris Sims this past weekend was saying that on Pro Football Talk, and one thing popped in my head, and that was, do you remember Scott Zolak, before the whole Josh Gordon thing happened, was saying that he had heard from pretty good sources that there was an A-list talent that the Patriots are going after?
Yeah. Yes. They're going to land a big fish.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I thought, for some reason, thinking back, that it was Golden Tate that they were trying to get. But I don't think Zolak ever told us which one it was. And I wouldn't mind asking him
he said
one more time.
He said it would be at least as good as Golden Tate, right?
Oh, yes.
Something along those lines.
That's right, because I think we had said Golden Tate, and he goes, it's someone like Golden Tate or better.
Yeah.
Which Odell Beckham Jr. would definitely fall into that category.
For sure, fits that bill.
But right now, Jeff Howe, who covers the Patriots for theathletic.com, He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Jeff, had you heard anything about an Odell Beckham Jr., like the Patriots going after him during this past season?
Not directly. I can't really source anything like that. But this time last year, I mean, I wrote something that it made all the sense in the world for the Patriots to go after him. And the big reason at the time was Brandon Cooks and his contract situation. And it looked like that could be a perfect one-for-one swap because of where each receiver was at their stage in their careers. And sorry, I'm now getting followed around by an army of children. My house,
it's no problem.
It was a situation that made sense. And I wonder, I mean, because that's why I believe all this stuff. I mean, financially, the cap stuff, the talent of the player that would be coming in. Obviously, Cooks wasn't a guy that they had in their long-term plans. And, you know, you could see from a Giants situation, okay, do you want a more stable-minded receiver in Brandon Cooks? Because, you know, you don't trade Beckham unless there's a problem. And we all know why a guy like Beckham has been available from the Giants' perspective. So or maybe not necessarily available, but somebody that they're willing to have conversations about. So it's, again, I wonder how long these conversations lasted. You know, when they traded Cooks to the Rams, did the conversations die, or did they continue to kind of push that new regime down there? So it's, again, I believe Glazer. I think, and I know he was just making a prediction, but he's not a guy who throws stuff against the wall. So I think Beckham is probably always sort of available until he's not.
So the Patriots have miraculously been able to win without that massive wide receiver, a guy with a talent of like Odell Beckham Jr., someone like that. I mean, they've been able to do it guys like Edelman and like Hogan and just a mishmash of pieces that aren't this A-list talent like Odell Beckham is. Do you think that I don't want to say they need him, but do you think it's a wise decision to go after Odell Beckham when you've seen what kind of attitude problem he's been for the Giants? Is that something that you think would mesh with the Patriots, and is that a risk you think they should take?
No, it'd be a gamble. And the reason why I thought it made sense this time last year was because Beckham was coming up in the final year of his deal. And, you know, I think that situation has obviously changed since then. I mean, you get Beckham for 1 year, that's a perfect situation. You got a guy who is motivated to be on his best behavior.
Yeah.
Right now, you got a guy who has a lot of valid concerns about, you know, being on the field and reasons why he's missed games, and then, you know, everything that's been thrown out there. So it's, you don't bring in Odell Beckham feeling 100% confident that that's the guy. And again, that's why a team like the Giants would be willing. That's why there's been so many trade rumors from the Giants side of it for, 2 years at this point? I know it hasn't happened, and they're going to keep saying that it's, you know, not likely and all that other stuff. But this is a guy who hasn't done a whole heck of a lot in terms of winning.
All right, what do you make out of Rob Gronkowski continuing to show up at Gillette? I know that he's got his thigh, that he's, you know, getting treated. But, you know, it's been past the 2 weeks that he said he was going to take to figure out whether or not he still wanted to stay. I mean, it wasn't a concrete deadline, but he did mention that. What do you read of it? Do you think that the chances of him sticking around are becoming more, are increasing as the days go on?
I think it's a really good sign. You know, maybe it doesn't mean anything at the end, but the fact that he's still going back to Gillette, clearly everything from a relationship standpoint off the field is in a much better place right now than it was a year ago. And I like the fact that he has, and again, I don't know this directly, but I know how Belichick works. I mean, Belichick tells all of these guys, never make a decision about your future while it's still an emotional point after the season, whether it's a win in the Super Bowl or a loss or whatever. You know, don't just follow your gut until you can kind of level out emotionally. And the fact that Gronk is allowing this thing to drag out longer than he said it would, he said, you know, immediately after the game, I'm going to make a decision in 1 or 2 weeks. And like you said, we're 16 days past the Super Bowl at this point. So I think the fact that he's willing to at least process all this stuff, still go to Gillette for the workouts or any treatment that he needs, all of these things are probably a good sign. Because, look, this opens up the possibility that Tom Brady can be a salesman for returning. Every single day that he doesn't retire is another day that Tom Brady can say, hey, let's do this one more time. Mm-hmm.
You put any stock in Kaepernick's agent saying the Patriots are a fit?
No.
Will he ever play in the NFL?
Yeah, seriously. Like, is he playing anywhere?
I doubt it. I mean, it's just at this point, I mean, how many times do we see a guy miss a year and say, okay, you know, he's not going to come back the same player because he's been out a year. And then you look at, okay, he's missed 2 years at the quarterback position. You know, there's all of these outside forces, I guess, that you could look at. But in terms of the Patriots, unless I'm mistaken, I thought it was his lawyer who said that.
It was.
Oh, did I say, yeah, his lawyer, sorry, not agent.
So I think that could be, you know, I don't know, but it could be some marketing. And if you link the Patriots to anybody, that creates the buzz. You know, that's going to get every team in the league thinking, every fan base in the league thinking. And it's going to be, okay, you know what, do you really want to allow the Patriots to have this guy? Maybe you should probably call him, kick the tires, see what he's all about. And, you know, you link the Patriots to anybody, and that's going to drive up his value. Or at least that's the best way to drive up value, if there is any.
All right. Do you feel any different about any of the prospective Patriots free agents from the last time we spoke to you, and are the Patriots going to use their franchise tag on Steven Gostkowski?
I think it's a, you know, I feel like Gostkowski is one of those guys that they probably don't need to use the tag on, just because I think both sides want it to happen enough that, you know, it's probably not going to drag out to the tag point. So I think that's, again, I would be surprised if the Patriots had to use the tag on Gostkowski, even if, you know, they needed to use it as a placeholder for like 3 days to get out that extension. I think if, you know, Trey Flowers at $18.5 million, it's just not going to happen. I'd be absolutely stunned. I mean, that's the only way they would ever do that, is if they were like, okay, you know what, we're haggling over the final 1% of the language of this deal. Let's just make sure this happens so somebody else doesn't swoop in with like a, you know, an absurd $20 million offer, because you've got, I think, 9 teams in the NFL with at least $50 million in cap space right now. So that I can't imagine happening. The one that I would keep an eye out for is Trent Brown, because, you know, not that they want to pay $15.5 million for a left tackle. They showed that last year when Nate Solder walked for comparable money. But if they look at Isaiah Wynn with any sort of question marks, if they say, you know what, maybe they shouldn't bank their 2019 season on a left tackle with no regular season NFL experience coming off a ruptured Achilles, and say, you know what, he might not be ready to play tackle right now. He might not be ready to play tackle until 2020. He might be a better guard this season, you know? So if it's something like that, and you can keep a Trent Brown motivated for that contract for one more year, you know, I could see that happening. I'm not so sure Trent Brown is the type of guy you'd want to give a long-term deal to, but if you can keep him at 1 year, $15 million, knowing that the rest of the left tackles on the market right now are, I mean, they're not even average. You know, that might be a risk worth, not a risk, you know, financially, it's a bold move that you'd have to make, but it might make sense if they don't believe that Wynn is certain to start at left tackle in September.
All right, finally, Jeff, could Antonio Brown be handling all of this worse than he is?
No. Well, I mean, we could throw some stuff against the wall and say that there are other ways you could really screw over your value. But,
well, did you see what he did this weekend? Somebody like put a tweet out there that said, try this. Cap was accused and no charges. Ben had charges stick because he wanted money on the matter both times. Pittsburgh Steelers fans, they said, like, but Ben is my hero. Didn't he rape 2 college girls? And Antonio Brown liked that tweet, a tweet that talked about Ben Roethlisberger being a rapist. He ended up liking that tweet. There's no way he can go back to the Steelers now, right?
I think he's not just trying to burn those bridges. He is, you know, sticking stacks of dynamite to you know, the legs of the bridges and walking away.
He's going to meet with the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Combine. I mean, he's supposed to meet the owner of the Steelers at the Combine.
I don't even care about that. You can't
Why
meet
even
with Ben
sit
now?
Down with the man? Well, what I'm saying is he's done his best to shoot his way out of town. Why even sit down with the guy?
I mean, he's going to be showing up to that meeting in like a Speedo or something. I'm like, what can you do that's more brash than what he's already done? Yeah. Is he going to walk, like, is he going to tattoo Mr. Big Chest across the stomach and walk into that meeting?
That's what he wants to be called now. That's right, Mr. Big Chest.
That was Instagram today,
Yeah. So, I mean,
if there's a nickname that you can give yourself that's going to stick, it's got to be that one.
That's right. Yeah. So, for all the people calling out Anthony Davis for doing it all wrong, you got a long way to go to be Antonio Brown. So, that should be interesting to see who ends up taking a gamble on that. All right, Jeff Howe, thank you so much for coming on with us. Appreciate it, man. Especially with the kids running around. You know, control those children.
Yeah. Easier said than done, I've learned.
Yes, absolutely. All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Jeff. Antonio Brown, he did like a Q&A this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a Twitter thing where he said, I'll 10 questions, whatever.
Anybody with cash, I'll take anything with guaranteed money. I mean... But that was the one that makes you just turn your head.
Well, I saw there's another one about Big Ben that was, you know, he has an owner mentality or something. I hadn't seen the one you just referenced where he liked it about the multiple rape allegations.
He goes, didn't he rape two college girls, WTF? And it was liked by Antonio Brown.
Honest to God, with that contract,
it's over.
unless he renegotiates that contract, I mean, it's a roll of the dice here, because what happens if he doesn't like your organization?
How about if you're just like a player on a team that you were kind of excited that you might get Antonio Brown, and then you see he's doing stuff like that?
Well, and shoving down the mother of his kid, and
that too. I mean, obviously, and that's, you know, that's, he wasn't. That went away, right? He wasn't arrested for that, right?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
I think that she try to take the charges back or something like that? Which is one of those things that we all know it looks awful, and it probably is. But I mean, once again, just going and, you know, you've got that whiff in the air.
Yeah, correct.
And then you've got this where he's like, I mean, he got called for a rapist. Like, oh, yeah, my quarterback, I like that. You can never play for the Steelers again. You can never play for the Steelers.
No. Then why meet with the guy? Why
grease the skids to trade him out of town?
I think the skids have been greased enough. I think the owner knows that he wants out.
Because the owner's going to go, shut up. You want out? Shut up.
Exactly.
We're going to make it happen. Don't say another word because you're killing your value.
Why the owner's coming to the meeting. Why is Brown?
Well, because he wants to go somewhere else, and this guy's going to go.
This is the guy who can trade him.
Yeah.
But both sides already know this.
He's going to say, I'm going to trade you. Shut up.
Yeah, and they have to wait until, what is it, post June 1 to save a bunch of money? So that probably is what's going on. Hey, shut up until after June 1 when you don't cost us as much, and we'll trade you then.
I don't understand why Brown would even go. I mean, take the phone call, go, okay. Yeah. I mean, you have to say that face to face?
Yeah,
buyer. You can't do that over the phone?
Obviously, buyer beware on that one. All right, John Walk with the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
Supplies and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Get better insurance from CNS Insurance in Mansfield, Scott Zolak's insurance agency. They're experts in home, auto, renters, and commercial insurance. Let them help your home or business. Get your free policy review now at getbetterinsurance.com.
Down the middle for Gronkowski, runs out of a tackle, left sideline, 25-20, 15-10. Goodbye, Gronk! Touchdown, Patriots!
Bob Gronkowski plays on one stage. Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Then the seas, I love my team. We might trade Tating. Jaylen Brown, trade. I always get happy when I hear because the Celtics are on the list. Because the seas, I can't resist. Because the seas are on the list. Here comes the unibrow. I'm on my list because the green, I can't resist. Because the green are on the list. Plus 29 other teams.
We know Joe Murray had such a good singing voice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were in there on Saturday. They were laying down some tracks.
That was a weird... That whole thing, okay, All-Star Weekend's fantastic. I mean, not because the product that's on the court, because it's awful. But I mean, the videos that came out that people are examining, like the Zapruder film, there's that one that we were mentioning earlier of Kyrie Irving talking to Kevin Durant back before the game started, and they're saying, two max contracts, just two max contracts. We can do it together, bro. We're going to New York, man. Let's do it. Of course, everyone's heads exploded. And by the way, that video looks like it was probably doctored anyway, and I love the people who transcribe it at the bottom. Chris Forsberg said, you know, I'm partially deaf, and I'm pretty good at reading lips, and it didn't see, look anything like what was ended up being transcribed. But then you had, of course, the Anthony Davis thing, which I thought this was great. Because Anthony Davis, he's a guy that's kind of been viewed upon as being one of the good guys in the NBA. And for the first time ever, he's being looked upon as like a major a-hole. Do you remember? Okay.
He is.
Well, I don't know if you can put this on him. And the reason is he wanted his way out, but players do this all the time. I think that his agent completely botched this so badly.
Yeah, but he picked the agent.
That there's no, I mean, he did. He did. And you know, that part of that is his fault.
He fired his agent for this guy.
But there's no way. How do you let him play now? How do you let him play? If you're the Pelicans, how do you let him play?
The NBA makes you.
Yeah, the NBA is going to find, what is it, $100K a game or something like that? They're going to find him?
Because now we're hearing that his shoulder injury, they're saying that might have been faked, and that's when he left at halftime.
I saw that, and I thought the first thing I thought of is, I don't want to play in front of these guys. And then, I'm going to go sit down.
And then they have firing Dell Demps, sends up. Getting, you know, the GM is gone.
Now why did they fire Dell Demps? He made the right move.
Because everything's awful there. That's why. And you have to fire
Dell Demps was smart. He didn't sell his players short. I thought that should be rewarded.
Don't worry about Dell Demps. He's going to work for a much better organization than the Pelicans. Yeah. All right, so he comes out a winner in all of this. Get me the hell out of Dodge. I don't have to deal with this crap. But listening to Anthony Davis, however, first of all, him getting booed when he went on the court for the first time with the Pelicans was fantastic. Because afterwards he was like,
I can't believe the fans down there. I actually respect Pelicans fans after that. I can't believe they care that much.
Oh, it was fantastic. And did you hear? Oh, man, I don't know if I have this clip anywhere. But did you hear him? He was being questioned about it. Anthony Davis. He's like, hey, you know, I love the people in New Orleans. Like, you know, when I leave here, I'm gonna write him a really nice letter, and I'm gonna put it in the Times-Picayune. Yeah. It's gonna be, you know, really heartfelt. Like, oh, are you gonna do that for us? Really?
Oh, an athlete's never done that before.
You're gonna write us a really nice letter. Yeah. Oh, you are a great guy after all. But him just squirming through the press conference was fantastic. Let's take a listen. This is him being asked about why the Celtics were not on his list.
I'm gonna be a free agent in 2020, you know, 2021, and I'm gonna test free agency, but. No matter where I get traded, I just want to play basketball, you know, and that's what I'm going to do. What about him? They what? They are on my list, so. I never said Boston wasn't on my list. I never said it wasn't on my list. I never said it was not on my list. I never said it was not on my list.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, good. Well, it's great. Now we're all like, yay, thank you. You're going to be one of us. You know what? What Chris Forsberg said earlier in the show would be, in my opinion, a best-case scenario. And that would be if Jason Tatum absolutely tore it up in the playoffs and they ended up going to the finals. And then after all of this and Anthony Davis and everything with the Pelicans, the Celtics went, we're going to keep Jason Tatum. You can keep Anthony Davis. And then they're going to get nothing for him and everything's completely botched and he's going to go to I don't know where the hell he would go. But how great would that be if in the end Jason Tatum just became a stud this year and they didn't even make the trade?
Oh, I mean,
would you keep Kyrie Irving though? Would Kyrie Irving stay if that was the case?
I don't know. I mean, that I don't know. And that is the risk in them not trading Anthony Davis at the deadline. Like, you don't know you're getting Tatum. You don't know what you're going to get with Tatum in that deal. You don't even know that. I mean, look at what your organization has been dragged through. The GM got fired. On top of that, the coach came out and called it a dumpster fire. Like, it's just, there were reasons to take that Lakers deal, which I don't think was a bad deal. I think the Celtics potentially can offer a better deal. I agree.
There's no potential. I mean, they would blow away the Lakers team.
No. They would potentially offer a better deal. They have a better deal. Mm-hmm. Is Danny going to offer it? We don't know that. I don't know if they know that. And I think you're starting over from square one all over again now that Demps has lost the job. I think this is tougher on Danny now. I think he had an understanding with Dell Demps. We don't even know who the new GM is.
No, I think the only way to salvage this is if you're the Pelicans, is to end up with Jason Tatum. It's the only way to salvage all of this.
You better hope Danny offers him.
Because, well, that's part of it, and the other part of it is...
Because don't you got to have him by the balls now? Like, if you're the Celtics, isn't there a chance that he might be able to finagle something that does not have Jason Tatum?
No, because then you sink back to where the Lakers are. I mean, the Lakers can throw a bunch of young players, not the amount of picks the Celtics have, but the Lakers are going to come right back at whoever the new GM is in July and say, okay, Kuzma, Ball, a first-round pick, whatever, which is basically the same thing they just offered him. I mean, whoever, New Orleans ownership knows the Lakers aren't going anywhere. They're going to offer the exact same thing they offered before the trade deadline. They have that in their back pocket. And then we'll go to Danny and say, can you do better than this?
Well, okay, so let's say that Jaylen Brown continues playing the way that he has. I mean, he's been great the last month. Let's say he continues playing the way that he has been. Would a Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown package...
No.
Beat out what the Lakers could offer?
No. Yeah, see, I like the Lakers package better, too. No. I think it's close, but I like what the Lakers can offer.
No, you have to offer Tatum to beat it. You have to offer Tatum to beat what the Lakers
Even with all the picks that the Celtics have?
Those picks aren't nearly as good. We've gone through this. The picks aren't nearly as good as they were earlier this season.
The Grizzlies pick is good. The other ones are not great.
Yes, but I don't think it's going to convey this season.
I think you want it not to convey. I think you want it to be unprotected in 2 years. I think that's what you want.
Yes, okay. You'll offer the Memphis pick in 2021.
I think if it conveys this year, the Celtics are pissed, or whoever has that pick is pissed.
I understand. I guess what I'm saying is, in order to separate yourself from the pack of teams that are going to chase Davis, you have to offer Tatum.
Yeah, agreed. Yes, that's what makes you the
picks,
clear front runner.
Picks, no picks, whatever. You can throw it all in a hat unless the Celtics offer Tatum, in which case anyone running New Orleans will go, okay, we'll take that one.
I don't know. Things have just changed for me over the past like week or so.
Because
now
of Davis?
You don't want him?
It's just everything's grossed me out so much.
With Davis.
Yeah.
And that's like, what I was saying earlier. He's an a-hole. You could say he's been acting.
He is, but he's one of the best five players on the planet.
I agree, but it's like Tatum's done everything right.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's been... You know, at the beginning of the season, he struggled a little bit. The guy's been playing great basketball. He seems to be saying all of the right things.
Most of these guys do for 6 years, and then after 7 years, they ask their way out like Kyrie and Davis and everybody else.
Don't forget where Davis is. Don't forget how bad the team is. Don't forget any of this.
I don't know if I
and
just
your opinion's going to change two or three times before we get to July.
It will, but all of this has just grossed me out so much with Anthony Davis that I'm just like, man, how great would it be if they actually went to the finals and like Tatum was like a stud and like Jaylen Brown was a stud and they're almost there. Now, they couldn't beat the Golden State Warriors in seven games. They're just not going to.
But with Davis, you have a chance to do that.
Sure you do, but then you got to deal with that guy for like a year. And is he going to leave?
Is
he going to stay?
If you get Davis and you sign him to a long-term contract,
I think
you will be properly motivated.
I've done quite the 180.
Don't let him rub off on you, God.
It's not him rubbing off. It's honestly the past week. Like I've kind of done this weird 180, and I know it'll be great if he's here. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
But then for a whole year, you get this. Oh, please stay. Will you please pay me this? And you get like
even that answer, it was like so wishy-washy. Like he's like, hey, Celtics are on my list, then. In a follow-up interview, NBA TV, it was, everybody's on my list.
And by the way,
there's 29 teams on my list.
Real quick, Ryan, this is a great point. This is a great point by Ryan. Ryan, you're on Toucher and Rich.
It's like an old wise coworker once told me, spite. You got to remember the human nature of spite. I don't care if the packages are even comparable. What they did to that organization, you think they're really going to turn around and help them out with their future?
Talking about the Lakers. Yep. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they screwed the Pelicans. And if you want to say that it was LeBron or whoever leaking all that stuff out, you're absolutely right.
Well, but they don't have to do a deal with the Celtics because if Danny led them to believe that they're going to get Tatum and then he takes Tatum off the table, then I'd turn right back around and go back to the Lakers.
Well, I don't know if he's done that. And you're right. If he did do that, then that's kind of a dick move too.
Most of the reporting is that everything is available. And so I'm saying if Danny ultimately takes Tatum off the table, then and they've been led to believe he was in the mix.
Of course, things changed.
I'd be pissed.
Yes.
I'd be pissed.
I'm just kind of rooting for the homegrown guys now. All these years of wanting Anthony Davis. I don't know what happened. Just this week I was like, dude, you're pissing me off, man.
Now, what's happened is you've seen Kyrie this year. And then you're going to be going through the exact same thing with Davis all over again next year. I don't know. Who would want to do that? Kyrie's made this year miserable.
I understand that.
He hasn't made it miserable.
Kyrie and Davis miserable. On the same team, it's a game changer. Are you forgetting this?
No, it is.
No, look, I'd still do the trade. I'd still trade Tatum for him, but
you don't understand.
But Anthony Davis will make it miserable. Listen, I'm sure he will.
I've been sitting here day after day for 18 months listening to Rich say, Anthony Davis, he's coming! You know, and now we've run into this. And coincidentally, you happen to be sitting here, so I suspect some hijinks here. I mean, this is the first time he's mentioned this in 18 months.
He doesn't bleed green.
He doesn't want Davis. I can't believe I'm hearing this.
This has been so gross. It's been so gross. I'm grossed out by the whole thing. And you're right. Maybe it's I don't want another year of this. Yeah. And maybe the Kyrie thing is kind of like gnawing at me a little bit.
Of course.
But it's like, you know what I want? I want guys locked in for a while who are young and getting better
and
exciting to watch.
If you want a player like Kyrie Irving and you want a player like Anthony Davis, this is what you have to go through.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have long-term guys locked up happy all the time. Doesn't happen. Yeah. You have rookies who have no say that are great that can't complain.
I'm out on the brow.
Oh, God.
Turned into an a-hole right in front of my eyes.
Thanks, Joe.
He went from being a unicorn to an a-hole in 1 week's time.
God.
Oh, what the hell's happened to me? All right, 617-779-0985. You can call in with your Anthony Davis opinion, but I don't really care right now because it's made my mind up. And we'll get to that in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. By the way, Joe Geese of WBZ said, I'm on team, hashtag so gross when it comes to Anthony Davis. Real quick, before we get to the headlines, companies should just hire me if they need new ideas and they just need like someone to come out there and just make them like tons of money. Do you remember like about 3 years ago, I was saying, you know what would absolutely kill downtown is if they opened up like a retro arcade bar, like one that had like old school video games and,
yeah,
you know, like good beer and stuff like that. And I remember Fred was saying, who would go to that? And I'm like, well, me, I would go. And I would go because he goes, oh, you know, there's going to be, why would any girls want to go hit anyway? I say, dude, I'm married. Like, it's a perfect place for me to go. If I want to go and drink beer and I got some of my dumb friends there, I wouldn't mind standing up and saying, I'm going to kick your ass in NBA Jam
and
go drink some more or Mortal Kombat or something stupid like that or Pop a Shot or whatever. And I said that and everyone laughed. And sure enough, there's a bar downtown right now called Versus that is exactly that. And it's packed every time I go there. It's absolutely slammed. Oh. Nick went this weekend for the first time. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah, yeah. That place absolutely rules. But it's like, you go there after work, it's absolutely packed. Everyone just goes there, and it's like Frogger, Donkey Kong.
Oh, nice.
This big line of old pinball machines. And, you know, you go in there, and then it's good bar food. So just know, predicted that years ago, baby. Should come to me. You got an idea for a new bar? I'm your guy.
You're an ideas man.
Mm-hmm. I'm an ideas man. You need some ideas?
He's Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
He's an idea man.
Is it a movie?
Night Shift.
Okay. See, I don't think I ever saw Night Shift.
Great movie.
Now you want to talk about Multiplicity or Mr. Mom? Did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, Night Shift, a classic.
By the way, Michael Keaton, the best Batman.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Who was better?
Bale.
Christian Bale's not a good Batman.
And don't get me wrong. Second,
those are good.
Michael Keaton.
The Dark
better.
Knight is hands down the best Batman movie. He was not a good Batman.
Christian Bale is second.
Yeah.
Keaton. There it is.
You know what? Here's a hot take. Ben Affleck, not that bad. Ooh. Not that bad of a Batman.
I haven't seen that.
I saw
Superman versus Batman. No, it was the Justice League movie. Ben Affleck is a horrible Batman.
He's not that bad.
Yes, he is.
He's not the worst. Clooney was the worst.
Clooney. All right, second worst tough. To Clooney, who disintegrated the franchise by himself.
No, Kilmer was worse. Kilmer's worse than Affleck.
No, I like Kilmer. Kilmer wasn't bad.
So apparently, you know, what's his name? Quit. Ben Affleck quit. He's not going to be Batman anymore. But what sucks is for him is that the franchises, like all the characters around him are doing really well. Like Aquaman's the highest grossing DC movie of all time now, and Wonder Woman's doing well. So they got to continue making these movies. So they need to cast a new Batman, and somebody from, I feel like Variety magazine yesterday tweeted something out that indicated that they're going to announce within the next like couple days who the new Batman's going to be, and the leader in the clubhouse is Bradley Cooper.
Really?
I heard
Bradley Cooper not a bad choice for Batman.
Isn't that like Aquaman and some? None of these guys are big names, are they?
No. Wonder Woman just was in the Fast and Furious movie.
Why not go that route with Batman?
Because it's Batman.
You have to?
You got to have a name for Batman.
How about this for
like with a lot of Val Kilmer and George Clooney with high standards like that, you need a big name.
How about you blow people's minds? And I was reading this actually over the weekend. How about Michael B. Jordan?
Well, you see, that would be awesome because people's heads would explode.
Oh, God.
And I also think
it'd be the end of days for a lot of people.
Batman's white.
Exactly.
You know, everyone's going to lose their mind. Yeah, not in my comic book. Exactly. He's a white guy.
Yep.
Everyone would lose their mind. It would be great. But you know what? And then I'll shut up with the Batman talk. Because I could go on for days.
Why?
But the best, most inspired suggestion I've seen is Robert Pattinson. The dude who is in Twilight, the main vampire. Because since then, if that's all you know him from, he's made like a couple really good freaky-ass movies.
What?
And he's a good actor. Okay, he was in one called Good Time about like this underground, like it's like the underground crime scene, and he is a badass in it.
Huh.
Believe it or not, Robert Pattinson would be inspired and he would be excellent. But Bradley Cooper's all right. All right, 617-779-0985. John Wallach with the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.